Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Emma.
And this week we're gonna be getting a little bit deep, and we're gonna be, not like we haven't been, but we're gonna be talking about our strengths and weaknesses and just like things in our life, I guess, that we like really think like, wow, like we've got a hang of it, or something that, you know, we wish that we could change and improve. And
This is, like, our idea of, like, our own strengths and weaknesses. You know how other people will be like, oh, like, your mom will be like, no, that's not.
Right.
Like, this everyone, is, like, how we perceive ourselves.
Exactly. Basically, like, our insecurities and what we do to help, like, them. And so we hope that, like, listening to us and just, like, being open and just, like, very personal with you guys, that we can basically relate. And, you know, not everything's perfect. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, do you want to start? Let's do... Should we do weaknesses first?
Okay. I'll start.
Okay.
So basically, my minor is leadership. And in the leadership classes, we really get very deep. And actually, a couple weeks ago, so I'm not really the type of person to talk about myself. And I would rather ask people questions than put them back to me. So basically, I've been doing that my whole life just because, like, I don't like... to get personal, and I kind of just, like, I don't like pity. So I actually was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. It's actually called collagenous gastritis, when I was 10 and I was in fifth grade. And so that's something I've had to deal with my entire life. I've basically been in and out of the hospital. When I get sick, I get really sick. And I think my whole life I've dealt with everyone looking at me as, like, you are, you know, like, we'll go slower because of you. Like, is everything okay? Like, are you eating? Are you doing this? And, like, I think my biggest weakness with that is just always feeling like everyone is, like, pitying me. Whereas, like, I need to learn that, like, it's okay sometimes that people, like, actually do care about you. And I think, like, automatically, like, it's... if someone's asking about you and someone, like, genuinely, like, it's okay to open up and it's okay to talk. And I think, like, my weakness is, like, I'll immediately, like, put it back on someone and just, like, ask questions to them rather than, like, be open about, like, what I'm dealing with. Or, like, let's say I'm feeling a certain way, I will kind of just, like, hold it to myself. I would rather than, like, just be like, oh, this is how I'm feeling. So I'm learning, I guess, like, to be more just, like, straightforward and not, like, letting people take advantage of me, because a lot of the time, like, whenever I do feel some way, like, I don't tell anyone. And so I'm learning that, like, that kind of gets me into trouble because, like, then people don't know how I'm actually feeling. And then I get taken advantage of because, like, I'm either too nice or, you know, I'm trying to, you know, make something work. So I think just making sure that, like, I am okay and, like, I can be honest with someone. Like, if I can't do something, like, that's okay. Like, and just being, like, okay with, like, taking time for myself and just, like, okay with that. So, like, I'm not very good at showing my emotions sometimes. And sometimes I'm way too emotion-filled. So I think just, like, finding a balance of that and just, like, I don't know, working on that. Yeah.
That's good.
That's really it.
I think that my weakness is I'm very sensitive. And I take everything to heart. And, like, anything you say, like... if I hear, like, someone says something about me, like, I will never forget that for the rest of my life. Like, I literally can tell you everything, like, I found out about myself or something, like, and it still bothers me to this day. And I'm very emotional. But I'm also kind of, like, I hide it in a way.
Because, like, exactly if you meet me,
some people are like, you're no bullshit. Like, you just kind of,
no,
you're
kind
of hard.
Think I'm
and
like
I'm
that
like,
too.
No, like,
I'm
the
opposite.
The most sensitive person, like, on the planet.
But and to so, myself.
To myself.
Like, I hurt my own self.
Okay. Yes. And I also am very, like, sensitive, like, around, like if I, like, let you in,
right,
like, you,
right.
you know that
you
I'm
know
very sensitive.
Feeling.
Yeah. So, and I don't think it's that bad, but I just think, like, at times, like, it definitely takes over my life.
Yeah.
And, like.
Me too.
I get very upset, and it's, like. Kind of draining being
no,
sensitive.
I know because then I
don't just
know.
Care a lot.
Right, exactly. Like,
and I wish I didn't.
Exactly. I'm the same way. It's just like I feel like I sometimes like hold things in, and that's just because like I took it so seriously, even though it shouldn't have been.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like it's totally hurting me.
Yeah.
sometimes I can be, like, oversensitive, but, like, no one knows I'm oversensitive, and here I am freaking out, mm-hmm. when really, like, it wasn't that big a deal, and I shouldn't let it get to me, but I let things get to me so badly.
But I also think because of my weakness being sensitivity, I'm also, my, like, strength is I'm very empathetic towards other people, mm-hmm. and I don't know, like, I think I just, like, care about other people. Like, no, a lot. That's 100%, and I think that I feel things very deeply, and I'm able to put myself in somebody else's shoes and, like, really understand where they're coming from.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean,
same which is a good thing.
Right. That's, you're huge. Like, I think that, okay, so, I mean, I opened up to you right away, mm-hmm. when I first met you, which is very rare.
Yeah.
Not in the sense that, like, just like me not opening up, but just like I just felt comfortable, and like I think it's just because you understood, and automatically you like said, okay, this is how you kind of related it back to you in the sense that, like, you're like, I get it, like you didn't sit there and you're like, oh, like, sorry, like, I feel bad, like that sucks. You're like, I get it, like, you know what, like, everyone goes through it.
Yeah,
so I think that's like a good thing to have, like, that's, I mean, what I try to do, and mm-hmm. I think like that's also a strength of mine too, like, I'll try to listen before, like, I'll give.
You're a very good listener.
Thank you. I think I'll give, like, an opinion.
Yeah.
So, and I one of my strengths is I do not judge.
Mm-hmm.
I really, like, try not, like, when you're telling me a story, like, to your face, I won't judge you.
You have no idea.
In my head, you know, I'm probably judging you. Yeah. And, like, obviously I'll, like, talk about things, but when you're telling me something for the first time, like, I really try my best, like, not to judge. And I think it's because, like, since I do have something going on that a lot of people don't know about, like, I know that, like, you never know, like, what they could be going through.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the same thing, like, since my brother got sick, like, I think about that all the time. Yeah. Like, you never know what someone's going through. And I know that's such, like, a cliche, like, saying.
But it's
true. You never know, like, so you walk in their shoes. But it's so true. Like, they're, it's, like, amazing people go through so much shit.
Right.
And, like, and that's they don't show amazing. It. And exactly. You just don't know. And, like, you never.
And they're tough.
You never know what's going on inside someone's head.
Exactly. I don't know. I just think, like, it's really important, like, just with everything going on and just, like, your friends and whatnot. I just think that people, they don't have perfect lives. Like, no one has a perfect life. No, as much as they might make it seem, like, mm-hmm. on Instagram or whatever, like, even, this is so dumb. But the reason why I like YouTube videos is because it's, like, legit people's, like, real life. Like, they show, like, they vlog. Mm-hmm. Like, they're, like, vlogging, like, their whole life. Yeah, they cut, like, stuff in and out, but it's just, like, them doing their life.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, it's not fake, it's not scripted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of it surely is, but sometimes I just, like that seeing just, like, people are normal just like us. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
There's just, us getting a little deep.
Yeah, a little heart to heart. But anyways, thanks for listening. Just a short little sweet tidbit, mm-hmm. so.
Stay tuned for next week.
Yep, we're gonna keep this going. Okay, bye.
Bye.